Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. So how's your day going today?
Well, it's going pretty good. I'm trying to get the required documents filled out that Mr. Thomas or whoever signed me up last night with your design team.
Peter is the one who is basically taking care of your project, but he is not in right now. So my name is David, and I'm the one who is basically guiding you for how you basically fill out your questionnaire. So did you download the questionnaire yet?
No. It says teamwork and then ODA/WPS. And then it says, please make sure you have the correct email or password. You have one attempt left. So I put in my email, and is my password supposed to be a password that I make up for this account?
Yeah, like once you got the invitation link, so then you just need to create your own login ID and password, which you can use for multiple times. Like once we sent you the latest update, then you can use the same login ID and password, and then you can see the updated link of your website.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where I'm having problems. It says that I only have one attempt left. So, and then it says my computer will be locked for 30 minutes after the last failed attempt.
Okay, so let's do it this way. Let me just send you an email with my personal email to you with the questionnaire, so you can just got the questionnaire to your personal email, and you can just download it and fill that out.
Okay, that's fine.
Let me just look at your email, and we'll send it to you. Your name, your email, which I have, it's jeweughm2002@yahoo.com, right?
Would you repeat that again?
It's jeweughm2002@yahoo.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, let me just send it to you. Just give me a quick second.
Okay.
He's gonna send me the questionnaire on my phone, so I won't have to be bothered with this. So he said nothing happens until I fill this out.
Oh. Okay. All right. We'll see you here outside.
Okay.
Just holler loud enough so I can hear you.
Okay, I did, but I guess you didn't hear me. I hollered at you, but I you didn't hear me. Yeah.
Okay, so Joyce, I just sent you an email with the questionnaire. Can you please check and let me know once you receive it?
Let me see. I haven't received it just yet.
Yeah. You can just download it and let me know if this works. So you can just fill that out and send it back to me then.
How many questions is on it?
I think it has like 12.
Come here. Okay.
13 or 14 something. And by the way, I do see that the...
I got it.
You're looking for your website on Shopify?
I haven't... they haven't made up the website for me. But I did get your... Is it from David Morgan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm basically the senior manager here who is basically taking care of all the projects, and I'm the project head for all the projects, but you're... dedicated project manager, name is Peter. So he is the one who get in touch with you regarding your initial designs, regarding your revisions, regarding whatever you're looking for. So he's the one who is back and forth with you regarding your things, your instructions, your requirement, and all the things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I got your email on my phone, but I don't have it on my computer yet.
Oh, so if not, you can just refresh your computer.
Do what?
Refresh it.
I do that. Turn it off. Okay, just a minute.
Sure.
Shut down.
Yeah. Okay.
How long you wait?
Did you got it?
Not yet. I'm starting my computer over.
Oh, great. So, by the way, what is the nature of your business is?
Vintage gifts and accessories.
Accessories. So, do you have the products? Do you have something?
Yes. Yes. I have inventory.
Okay, great. So, may I know the number of products which you have?
I have at least 75 products.
Oh, so may know the total cost of it, the number of products, and along with the cost which you're basically getting with those products?
There is, I have no idea the cost.
Is there any rough estimate for that or something?
I have no idea what because some of the things I already had.
Okay.
Just a minute.
Okay, great. So why don't you like go for men's clothing, women's clothing, joggers and leggings and all the things, all the inventories which you can sell on your website?
I didn't really want to get into clothes because I have friends and acquaintances who have been in clothes and they've had a hard time with returns.
No, like I do have one inventory stock for you which you can see, you can just select the products which you feel like is more suitable and more beneficial for your business, and then you can sell it on your website. And the best part is that you don't need to purchase them. Like the products which I'm telling you, you don't need to purchase those products. You just need to get it, paste it on your website, and once the sale is go through, once someone purchases the product from you, so the percentage of that product will be you are getting, and as well as the person who is basically providing you that product. Let's say on every sale you are getting $10 to $15 on top. If you can increase your inventory.
Okay. Hold on 1 minute. I'm trying to get my computer started.
Okay, no worries. Sure.
Not push in.
Oh.
And move that. So you keep, you keep, that was on the arrow.
Oh, Lord.
When you get to the last one, just push in.
Right here.
Yeah. Something wrong with your name.
Mr. Morgan, can I fill out the questionnaire?
Mm-hmm. It's going to lock up again.
On the phone and send it back to you?
Sure.
Okay, well, I'll do that because I'm having trouble with my computer.
Oh, no worries. Like, you already got my email on phone. You can just download the questionnaire, fill it out, and send it back to me. And if you have any question related to filling out the questionnaire, you can let me know so I can guide you accordingly on that.
Okay. So do I click on where it says website regarding documents?
Website questionnaire, the document which I sent you. Once you download it, once you open the file, you can see on top it says website requirements workbook.
Okay, I have it. I've downloaded it on my phone.
Okay, great.
So, do I have to fill out all where it says client name and stuff? Because I don't know how I can fill that out on this phone.
Yeah, you can just put your name, your contact person, your designation, email address, your phone number, because we need to put those information, these information, on your website as well. So this is why.
So my name is going to be, and my phone number and all of it's going to be on the website?
Yeah, like whenever someone needs to have words with you or going to contact you regarding the merchandise, regarding the product, or any concern, so definitely they need a number. If you want it to be on your website, if not, so you can just leave it. I would recommend you to put your number, your number or your company's number.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out, okay, I guess I got to click download.
Okay.
Download complete, open.
Oh.
Okay, I'll call you if I need you. Only problem is, what is the business name? Do you have any suggestions for a business name? I have a suggestion, but I don't know whether that name has already been used.
Do you have any name or anything which you feel like you want it to be else your business name? So I can have a look, because I need to check the availability of the name as well.
Down Memory Lane.
Okay, just give me a quick second. Okay, can you please spell the name for me?
D-O-W-N.
Mm-hmm.
Next word, M-E-M-O-R-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Next word, L-A-N-E.
Okay, so Town Memory Lenny, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Are you filling out the questionnaire right now?
Well, I have the questionnaire, but my phone won't let me click on it to write anything on it. How do I do that?
Oh, I think you don't have the Word document on your computer, on your phone, but I feel like you need to just download. What laptop do you have, like a laptop or desktop?
Uh-huh, HP, but here, let me see if I can get in again.
Okay, can you write your email so hopefully you got it?
Can I do what?
Can you please refresh your emails? Hopefully you
Okay, that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, great. So, Joyce, are you with me?
Uh-huh.
So, did you got it?
I don't know what's happened. What's wrong with my computer? Because oh, wait a minute. This is... Okay.
getting out there? What is it now?
The computer won't let me sign in.
Okay.
I'm having
you're going to have to change your password.
Okay.
Hold it. Bring it back up.
Okay. They're being patient with me, but okay. Let's do that.
Honey, make sure you write it down and remember.
I've got it written down, the one that I was using. Okay.
Whatever password you use, make sure it's identical.
Okay. Let's get it. What did I do?
Family and options.
Okay. I just restarted it. He said it probably won't do on the phone. I gotta use the computer.
What's something down there?
Right here.
What is it?
Just a little dot.
Well, what is it?
Just a little dot. I don't see what it is. Just dot.
Well, you have to find out what it is because you ain't going nowhere until you get past that.
I keep set.
What's that one say?
Microsoft account password.
Push that.
Okay. Okay, not password.
Reset. I forgot my password. Put that in there.
Put my password in there.
You can try it again.
Okay.
Whatever your password is. But you ain't going nowhere till you get past that. Not the F.
Lord have mercy. So all I had to do was that. I was
make the screen bigger.
I was putting in the wrong. Okay, now what do I do?
Now you put the website in there, whatever. Wherever their website is.
Okay, so what's up?
Okay, what is your? Okay, I've got my computer restarted. So what is your website?
Website?
No, I need to get an email.
You want to email us?
I need to go to email so I can pull up the document. Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. If you say so, I can send you an email again.
No, I'm going to my email. See if it's
sure.
in here.
Sure.
I'm in my email now.
Sure. You can check your email and the email which you receive with the name of David.Morgan@TheRateOrbitDesign.
David Morgan, yeah.
Yeah.
I still haven't gotten it on my email, on this email. It's not on my computer. Here, let me push new mail. This is not me.
Could
you send me the email again, please?
Sure. Sure. Just give me a quick
okay.
second.
Funny.
No, the Wi-Fi.
Hmm.
The Wi-Fi on right there. Second one. Yeah, that's right. It's working.
Okay. Okay, so just send it to you.
Okay. On my computer, I've only gotten 3 emails today and none of them are for you, so I hope this one comes through.
Yeah, I hope so.
The new email ain't gonna be no good. That's when you try to send something.
Oh.
about if I put it in search?
Yeah, you can search for my name as well on search.
David Morgan?
Yeah.
I got it.
Oh, great. Great.
How have you said great? Okay, click on that. Right? Oh, don't see what you're looking for, huh? Let me click on it again.
Oh, do you have your husband behind you or your brother or?
Yes.
Husband, right?
Yes.
Okay. So for how long you guys are in this business?
I just started it.
Oh, so what you do for a living before this?
Nursing, been nursing for 45 years.
Oh.
Hi, Joyce. Okay.
5 years.
Yes.
Oh, it's been, I
feel like longer than that. Okay. So, well, I got the email.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I have to wait for the computer to.
Oh, okay. No worries.
Website questionnaire. Okay, I got it. 11:03 today. Okay, I got it, but I can't pull it up yet.
You can.
So I'll just wait.
You can, yeah. You can just
wait
for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Joyce. Hope this email finds you well. See the attached website. Okay. That's the one you just sent.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's on my computer, your questionnaire, but it's not letting me pull it up yet. So if you don't mind being patient with me.
No worries, no worries. I'm with you.
Here's something. 2010. Should I click on all folders? No. Well, okay,
come back. Yeah.
You click it again.
Yeah.
I'm in my email.
Mr. David.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what I can do? I'm in my Yahoo Mail,
mm-hmm.
and I see your email, but I cannot click on it. When I click on it, it won't. So what do I do about that?
So are you in your Yahoo email, and it's not yes. allow you to click on it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you please send me this? But how do you send me the screenshot? Oh. Is it possible? Can you send me the screenshot? Let me just text you with my personal number, so you can just text me with the screenshot with the error, the issue which you're facing, okay?
How do I do a screenshot? Well, here it is again. It's on here twice, your email. Okay, 11:31 is the last time.
You can just take a picture and send me a number.
I don't know what's 11:03,
mm-hmm.
and then I got one from you from 11:31. That would have been just a few minutes ago.
But you're not allowing to click on it, right?
So I've gotten all your emails, but I can't click on them.
Okay, so we have one more option. You can just tell me, or I'm just going to ask you the questions. You can just tell me the answers so I can go ahead and fill that out on my pad, and we'll start working on that accordingly, okay?
Right, yeah. Let's
okay.
just stop wasting time with this computer, and we'll just go ahead
yeah.
and I'll give you the information over the phone.
Yeah, that's great. So the name of yours, the client name?
J-O-Y-C-E
mm-hmm.
B-A-U-G-H-N
mm-hmm. Okay. Just
did you check on that business name? Is it already taken, or can I use that?
Let me just check it again for you. Okay, I'll just... Okay, so I've just seen it. The name is downmemorylenny.com is available for your business.
Okay, great.
Okay. The contact person?
Same, Joyce Vaughn.
I just want to know the number or the name. Okay.
Same, Joyce Vaughn, my name.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the contact person.
Okay, your designation?
Owner,
oh. CEO, owner, CEO, we can do this, right?
O-W-N-E-R.
Yeah, owner, I got you.
Okay.
Yeah, your email address, the same email address?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. The same phone number?
Yes, sir.
Any Skype ID or GTalk ID do you have?
I don't have any of that, no, sir.
Okay, so may I know the industry of yours?
What is that?
Like nature of your business. Like clothing brand or gym accessories or bag accessories, what?
Gifts and accessories, I guess.
Can you please say the first word again?
GIFTC.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And.
Mm-hmm.
Accessories.
Okay.
ACC.
Oh, got you. What is the business name?
Down Memory Lane.
Okay, so you need to purchase stuff.
So how do I do that?
You can do it to your own as well if you know how to do it. If not, so we can help you out with that to purchase the name for you. Down Memory Lane. Okay. DownMemoryLane.com. Okay. Okay, can you please confirm me the last spell of your name? The down memory, it's L-A-N-I, right? I as in Ian.
No, L-A-N-E.
Okay, just give me a quick second. Okay. DownMemoryLane.com. So you want to go with .com, .ca, .net, or what?
.com.
Okay, great. The same name for the business logo as well, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Is there any slogan you have for your logo?
What would you suggest?
You can just put the gifting accessories because this is basically the motive of your business. So down memory lane, and underneath that, we can use the gifting accessories or something. So people can actually know once they see your name, the logo name, so they can just basically know that these kind of accessories they have. What do you think?
Gifts and accessories.
Yeah.
Gifts, GIFTS. And the accessories, ACCESSORIES.
Yep. What is the principal purpose of the website?
What do you suggest?
Like, this is the purpose. I'm just looking for the purpose of the website, like, to selling out your merchandise, the gift and accessories. This is the basically the answer for this.
Right.
So these are the only two selling items they have for sale now.
Yes.
Yeah, but Ellie said you can go for more as well. Like, you can go for men's accessories, women's accessories, and as well as the clothing for, like, the gym accessories as well, like the leggings, joggers, shoes, and all of the stuff.
Right.
So if you say so, I can show you something which you can use on your website as well to sell it and generate your revenue with that.
Okay. What kind of things?
Like Ellie said, the joggers, leggings, track suits, and the men's clothing, women's clothing, all types of accessories. Like, we can say you can cover all clothing brands and all the things, and you can sell
vintage.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to put on their vintage gifts and accessories.
Okay.
For business logo, put vintage gifts and accessories.
Okay.
Do I want to say .com or .g? .gmail or what? Do I want .com?
Yes.
So the name of the website is going to be, let me write this down. Down Memory Lane, Vintage Gifts and Accessories.
Yeah, this should be our slogan. The Vintage Gift and Accessories should be our slogan. And the name of your business is Down Memory Lane.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In the website, principal purpose, so what I can put for now, like just for selling the vintage gifts and accessories, or gonna go for more. So according to that, we can design your website.
Well, I don't know, because I do want to expand. So I don't know what I don't know. I mean, I'm new to this, so I do want to.
Mm-hmm. If you do want to expand, so we can do it this way. For now, I can just put your products which you have it, and once you see the work, once you finalize the first design, then we can guide you how do you basically expand your business, how do you basically expand your inventories, okay?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so for now, I'm just going to put vintage, gift, and accessory. These are your products, and I'm going to go for more, like expand your products for men's clothing and women's clothing and all the things which I explained to you. Okay, so
right.
We can design your website, and in the future, you would like to add more products, so you can.
Oh, okay, hold on just 1 minute. Okay. Yes, I am interested in expanding in the future.
Okay, great. So we can just design it accordingly.
Okay.
Okay. So, who is the target audience?
Probably. Vintage-minded women, men.
Women's under, is there any age or something which you would like to target people?
No, because all types of people are interested in vintage items.
Mm-hmm.
So, There's really no target age.
Okay. Women's, I'm just going to put here the men's and women. Okay?
Right.
Men and women.
All ages.
All ages. Okay, so is there an existing website?
No, I don't already. I don't have a website already.
Okay.
This is the first one.
Any color preferences do you have?
Well, is the website going to be in color?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the colors I would like would be greens,
mm-hmm.
lavender, blue.
Okay, so these two colors would be your preferences color. Preferences color.
Is that color for the lettering or what?
It's color for your website layout. The color of your website.
I don't know anything about a website layout, so I'm trying to figure out where these colors will be.
Like, let's say the color, the background of your website, the letters behind the letters, the colors which we are going to use just to get your, to look and feel of your website could be more attractive. We can use some kind of color.
Right.
And the letters should
right,
be
right.
Black, blue, and white color. These are basically the basic colors for the letters.
Okay.
So for now,
okay.
You want to use the green and lavender blue. So for the website, my designer will basically going to use the green and lavender blue. Okay? So your initial
okay.
Module will be in the color of green and in lavender blue color. Okay?
Okay.
Your top three competitors?
I don't think I have any competitors right now, do I?
I can mention this. I'm my own competitor.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
We can use it. No one can compete me.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
I just put this. No one can compete me. Okay, so what payment methods would you like to use?
Well, I want to use Visa, MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on one second.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and gift cards as well. All types of cards.
Okay, I just want, for my payment method, I only want Visa, MasterCard, American Express,
and
gift card, uh-huh, that's correct.
Okay, great.
I don't want any PayPal or any of those, Cash App.
Yeah. So you can use PayPal for this. So we can go ahead and once the time comes, we can set up whole payment merchant for you, which will allow your people, your customers, to making the payments easily on whatever the email you are using at that time to be linked your merchant with your website. So you will be getting a notification whenever you got a payment, whenever you receive a payment.
But now you all take care of the payments for me, right?
No.
I mean the people you. Okay, so how do I get the payment goes into my account, right?
Like if you are using the PayPal, if you're using the Cash App, if you're using the Authorize.net, Square, whatever the merchant you're using, so you just need to create your account there and provide us with the login details of that particular merchant which you would like to use, and then we can go ahead and have them integrated on your website.
Okay, so how do I use Visa and MasterCard? How do I use them too?
Yeah, Beer, the one who is basically creating the whole payment setup for you. And with that, you will be seeing the different options like the MasterCard option, Visa option, American Express option, gift cards option as well. So whenever someone visits your website, and they can just simply click on Add to Cart, and then it takes a person to the billing information. Once the person is on billing information, though, so they can see the different options, like as I said, the American Express, Visa, and MasterCard will be there. And whatever they selected, they can make the payments easily to you. And whenever you receive the payment, you will receive the notification on your email address, which is linked with your website.
So I don't have to call, I don't have to notify Visa and MasterCard and American Express myself, right?
No, you don't need to. You just need to create your account on PayPal, Authorize.net, Square, whatever you want to use. The specifications for the Visa, MasterCard, American Express, gift cards will be there on your checkout page. So people can actually understand that they are able to pay you with this.
Okay, I want to use Discover also.
Okay.
I forgot about Discover.
Oh, great.
Visa, mm-hmm. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover.
Yeah, you can use it.
So,
mm-hmm.
So how do I know when I get an order?
Yeah.
I mean, does my...
This is what I'm saying. You will get a notification on your email. You receive the payment for this particular product. Let's say you are getting a payment.
Oh.
You will be getting a notification on your email. David Morgan sends you a payment for $500 for this product. So you can just receive it. And once you receive it, so whatever the shipping merchant you're using to ship your order, so they can just simply ship it to the customer to your step.
Oh, okay. So that means I got to be checking my email practically every minute of the day, right?
So you already open up your popping notification of your email. So whenever you got a payment, so you got a notification, like you got a pop-up on your phone, so you can just check your phone and you can just see it. You're getting $108 payment on your account.
So how am I supposed to know what they ordered?
Yeah, so the description of the product will be on website. So once the customer pays you the amount, so the detail, the description of the product and the amount which they paid will be showed to you in the notification.
Okay, you got that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have some help that'll help me figure out all that.
Yeah.
Okay. Because this is all new to me. But it's pretty much like ordering from Amazon, right?
Yeah, it seems that, but it's more easier than that.
It's easier than Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do I do about returns and all that kind of stuff? You know, because I want something on my site that says, I don't want...
You can put your terms and conditions, privacy policies, and FAQs as well. So if someone needs to exchange or replace the product, so they have the terms and conditions there. Like, let's say if you're using the terms for 7 days warranty, 8 days warranty, or no warranty for exchanging, so it's all up to you because you are the owner of the business.
Okay, what about shipping?
Shipping. So the same goes for the shipping. If you are using the PayPal to taking the payments, so you can use any other provider who can ship your orders to your customer doorstep. And the same format will be followed for the shipping as well, like the way we are following the PayPal for to taking the payments. So the same will go through for the shipping as well.
Do I pay the shipping or the customer pays the shipping?
Yeah, customer pays the shipping. Whenever let's say the actual cost of the product is $20 and the shipping cost is for that product is $22, the $2 or $3, so the $2 or $3 will be automatically added to the cart to the customer. So let's say if the cost for the product is $20, the shipping is $3, so the total amount which you are getting on your account is $23, the $3 will be for shipping and $20 is for your product.
Okay, but how do I make it where the customer doesn't know that they're, I want to, you know, if I want to not let the customer know they're paying shipping, do I just say free shipping?
Yeah, like, so if you're saying this free shipping, so definitely you are the one who is taking care of the shipping for your customers.
Oh, no.
We can use the purchase like $75 or $80 up to, and you can get free shipping on that. Or otherwise, you just need to pay it.
So is all this got to be on my website, all this information?
Yeah.
Okay, so how are you going to say that? How are you going to word that?
Yeah, we can just put this letters, like this line on top of your website, free shipping on purchasing 75 above or 80 above, whatever the number you guys choose.
You don't want free shipping.
I don't know.
Just to say that.
Okay, so I want to do it the way you said first, with at the checkout,
mm-hmm.
when they add it to the cart, it will just say plus $3.99. But how do you determine what the shipping is going to be when you haven't even taken it to the post office yet?
No, it's not something like that. Once you create your account on any of the shipping merchant, let's say you're creating your account on FedEx, so we just need to create an account and provide us with the details. We can go ahead and integrate that. And then once your customer will basically put their information with their address, with their location, with their street, so once they fill out all the information and once they go to check, put the payment, so before that, the amount for the shipping will be automatically added to the customer checkout or add to cart.
Okay, so no, what I mean is there a set amount that I'm going to be charging for shipping, or
different amount according to the location of the person? Like if someone is somewhere else, so definitely the shipping cost will be little change for that person.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But you don't need to worry about the shipping cost. Your customer is the one who is paying it. You just need to go for an integration and create your account on FedEx or UPS, whatever you name it. And you can just take care of all the things for you, for your customers. Customers is the one who is paying the shipping cost.
So I've got to go and create an account for that, or do you do that for me?
You need to, because they are looking for some personal information as well to create an account. So I would recommend you to create your account to your own.
So I've got to go to the post office and create an account with them.
Not on post office. You can just go to a website of FedEx, UPS, USPS, and just check out their information, what they are offering for you to make the orders, and whatever you feel it's feasible and more good for your business, for your customers, you can just create an account there, and then we are good with it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next question is the next question on my thing is, what is the principal purpose of the website? We did that.
Yeah.
Who is the target audience? We did that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I feel like you're giving the questioner as well.
Mm-hmm. What is the principal colors of the website? We did that.
Competitors. No one can compete to you.
Right.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, what is the next question?
The next question is, do you need a content management system?
To edit the content of the...
To make the amendments on your website to your own.
Yes, I would like to. Is that an extra charge? I would like to have that.
Yeah, like if you're looking for the complete information, the complete portal, let's say once we are done with the work, we will be providing you the complete access, then you want to know how you are basically making the changes to your own. Let's say you want to change the picture, you want to upload a new product, you want to set the pricing of your product, so you have the 100% access of your website and you can do each and everything to your own.
Yes, I want that.
Yeah, sorry? Okay. Okay, so it means you need it.
I guess so.
Oh, I would recommend you to just use it because once you're having more products, let's say you're expanding your business, so you don't need to hire someone to upload your products. You have the access. You can do it to your own.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
So I'm just saying, I'm just going to put this here, and yes.
Okay.
Okay. So, Joyce, can you please confirm me one thing? Are you guys want to use the website on Shopify or any other platform?
Yes, on Shopify.
Like, why Shopify?
That's who I thought I signed up with.
Yeah, you are, but why you want to go with Shopify? Like, you just need to bang down on a monthly basis for it. Every single edit, and along with that, if you are using any merchants, any shipping merchant, and all the things, so they are going to charge you on a monthly basis on top of that. And at the end of the day, you're not the complete owner, you're not the 100% owner of your website.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So what other platform would I use? How will I get to my customers?
Yeah, you can just use WordPress, which is more easier than Shopify. And once the website is created, designed, and developed on WordPress platform, so then we are going to provide you with the complete access and along with that video. So once your website is live, we will be guiding you how you are basically making the changes to your own, uploading the new products to your own. And there is for the training for the guiding you how you're making the changes to your own, there is no charges for that. But just upgrading the platform to Shopify to WordPress, this is something which we need to do it. And this is if you are taking your website on WordPress, so there is no monthly or no yearly charges. This is just going to be the one-time fee to upgrading your platform to WordPress. So it means as you are going to pay Shopify on a monthly basis for $30 just for the website without adding the merchant, shipping merchant and all, you're paying them $30. And at the end of the day, once you're stop paying them, so they will not going to provide you with the access and you're not the owner of that website. And if you're using the WordPress, so you just need to pay the one-time fee for it and you are getting everything for the lifetime. So it means in the future you would like to add more products or anything so you have the complete access. And you don't need to pay anything for any extra product or something. So this is basically the difference between the monthly basis things and the one-time fee things.
Well, how much is the one-time fee? Because I've already paid $648.
Yeah, but if you want to go with Shopify, so you can use Shopify as well.
Well, this is very confusing to me.
No. Like, as you said, you're going to pay on a monthly basis to Shopify once we are done with the work, right?
How much is the monthly payment?
You just need to create an account on Shopify and you can see what they offer you. And however, for now, we are just creating the design, so we don't need that, but once the website is developed, then if you wanted to use switch your platform to Shopify to somewhere else, so you can do it as well.
Well, so if I don't go on Shopify,
mm-hmm.
Where will my website be viewed?
Reviewed.
Uh-huh.
Like on Google.
Who will,
who will see my website if I don't use Shopify?
You're all the target audience who are using Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Whenever someone searches for downmemorylane.com, so your website will pull up, and if someone is interested to purchase the products from you, so they can. So in this, you don't need to pay any monthly fee to Shopify.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to pay a monthly fee to Shopify.
Oh.
Because I won't be...
Mm-hmm.
See, I won't own the website if I pay a monthly fee to Shopify, right?
Yeah, you at the end of the day, you still need to pay them on a monthly basis. And once you stop paying them, so definitely they will not going to provide you any access, and they will not going to put your website on Google as well to showcasing your product. But if you're using the WordPress, so definitely you are just paying the one-time fee for the lifetime. So you are the only owner of your business for the lifetime. There is no monthly, no yearly, or no extra charges, no hidden charges as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
So this is the thing which I am explaining. Because I do see that you sign up for Shopify, but I do recommend you as a senior manager here, you can just go for WordPress so you can just ease your life with this.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I want to take your recommendation.
Oh, great, great. So as we discussed, we need to move your website, switch your website to WordPress platform instead of Shopify. So I can just have Thomas to guiding you more about this and going to send you the pricing list for that to upgrading your platform as well. Okay.
So there's still going to be a charge?
Not that much. This is what I'm saying. Instead of paying monthly, you just need to pay a one-time.
Okay. Do you know what that one-time fee is?
Yeah. If you can just give me a quick second so I can have a look what's basically the pricing is going on for WordPress right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Just give me a quick second. Just to stay on call with me.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to ask so I can just confirm everything with them?
How many more questions do we have on the website, on the questionnaire?
Like we have now 3 to 4 more questions.
Okay, we can just finish up when you come back.
Sure, sure, sure. Just give me a quick second.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, this is confusing, honey.
Oh,
man,
it's going to take time.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be confusing. So he said my website is going to be on WordPress. Do you know what that is? That means it's going to be on Google, Bing, and somebody else, he said. It's not going to be on Shopify.
If you don't get overloaded in one day.
Honey, it's going to be on Google. So
yeah.
So what does that mean?
It's on Google.
What does that mean?
They can find it. It's going to show up somewhere, everywhere.
Like I might have to. I don't know how I'm gonna do this, but you're gonna help me with it, right?
Yeah.
You can have access to all my information, because I don't know how I'm gonna do this and deal with Coriage too. But I only got to be over there 3 or 4 hours a day. How am I gonna do
You gotta get your computer right first.
Yeah.
First thing.
Uh-huh.
You gotta get right.
Well, honey, can I use your other one? You got two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's if you can put your email address in.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll try that before the day.
So he said my website's going to be on Google, Bing, and somebody else.
It'll be somebody. So you have all that information once you can download it on your computer, on a computer.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, Lord, this is... What about that? Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joyce, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let me just have Thomas over the phone because he is the one who is taking care of all the pricing and all the things for upgrading and all these steps. And let me just going to have him over the phone so we can just move from there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.